Well, good afternoon. Today I'm going to start with Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word faith, which we preach. Paul wrote this to the Romans about Israel not accepting Jesus Christ, not having faith. I will briefly hit on 3 points: faith, faithless, and faithful. Faith is a very personal thing. We can say we have faith in a lot of things. I have faith you will succeed. I have faith you will do well on your test tomorrow. But what about our faith in God? Faith simply means that something is true and then committing our lives to it. In the Bible, faith means believing in God and what Christ has done for our salvation. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. How do we get faith? Well, wasn't today a great way to start? Listening and dwelling on the Word of God, picking up a Bible and start reading, realizing that something is missing, Jesus. I was brought up Catholic, but we never read the Bible. We all grew up. As we grew up, we got married, had children, work. There comes a time where the sickness, death, stress, where you get down on your knees and you ask for help. That's when you take your first step and realize Jesus can help you. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. My second point is faithless. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Mark 9:19. Jesus spoke this when he was about to heal a boy of seizures. It had to do with doubt, people's doubt, in the disciples and in him. The definition of faithless is without belief in the revealed truths of religion, unbelieving. We live in a time about me. What are you going to do for me? What can I get out of this? How is this going to benefit me? We need to start. What would Jesus say? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, and that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. My final point is faithful. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promises faithful. Hebrews 10:23. What is being faithful? Faithful to me is a promise. A promise that someone will be there for you. Those of us who are married, we pledge before God to be faithful to our wives. You can be a faithful friend through good times and bad. You can even have a faithful dog always by your side who loves you unconditionally. But ultimately, is the Lord Jesus Christ has for us, the love Jesus Christ has for us. He died for us for our forgiveness of sins. Going back to the beginning, therefore know that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenants and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. But what does it say? The word is in you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10, verse 8 and 9. Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We pray that someone took to heart the words spoken here today. We pray that a spark is lit in us to continue sharing our Lord and our continued growth in him. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.